He's definitely the biggest celebrity to come out of central Pennsylvania in the past 150 years. And he has it all. He is cute, and he has a cult-like following that ventures hundreds of miles to see him every single year. I'm talking, of course, about Punxsutawney Phil. Phil's big day falls on February 2nd of each year, and the celebrations begin as early as 3 a.m., and these include a massive bonfire and fireworks and speeches and music and all other kinds of crazy events. When Phil is taken out of his burrow and presented to the masses, he informs his handler in the language Groundhogese if he has seen a shadow or not. And if he saw his shadow, that means there's 6 more weeks of winter to come. If he didn't see it, spring is right around the corner. And it's important to mention that Phil's accuracy isn't quite the simple coin flip odds you might expect. So, a report from the Mathematical Association of America estimated his accuracy to be about 70% between the year 1955 and 1970. According to a 2018 Times report, this correlates to him being accurate for about 36% of the surrounding 300-mile radius, while my personal favorite groundhog, Octorara orphi, was accurate for about 42% of his territory. So, take that, Phil. And people take these predictions really seriously. Arrest warrants have been put out for Phil for lying to the public many times. But where do these traditions actually come from? Although the Punxsutawney Spirit editor, Clymer Freese, once claimed that all groundhog events originate in Punxsutawney, weather-predicting animals have been celebrated for millennia. Throughout history, many traditions have celebrated a bear day on February 2nd. Because bears emerge from hibernation a few times before the final snowfall to find food, they're both the perfect food source needed at the end of a long winter. So they're both excellent predictors of spring and a very needed source of sustenance. Over time, this important role of hibernating animals became synonymous with the cyclical nature goddesses who die in the fall and are reborn in the spring. And evidence of this mythology is present as early as 7000 BCE. And it's not hard to see where Phil's shadow factors in here, as in many folkloric traditions, death will rob the body of its shadow. So if an animal emerges and does not see its shadow, it means that it's not actually alive yet. So the closest origin for the holiday of Groundhog Day is the Celtic festival of Imbolc, where the goddess Caoimh will seek firewood for the rest of the winter. If the weather is fair and she's able to gather wood, the winter will continue, but if the weather is poor, she's forced to end winter early to conserve her resources. And as the Christian church was converting Europe, they imposed the holiday of Candlemas Day on top of Imbolc. So this is the celebration 40 days after the birth of Christ, where the Virgin Mary ended her isolation and was informed by the prophet Simeon about her son's martyrdom, and the group celebrated with a candle mass because Jesus is the light of the nations. So the church merged the festival of Imbolc with Candlemas, and despite China's squash from the pagan roots, the season predicting didn't really go away. So the behavior of certain hibernating animals, including bears, foxes, badgers, and hedgehogs, would become a sign of how the rest of the winter would proceed. German immigrants would carry over their badger traditions, although they shifted to groundhogs because they're a lot more abundant in the New World. So the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club, who sponsored a massive groundhog hunt at the end of every summer, first held up a groundhog to predict the weather in 1867, and this was boosted when a Pittsburgh Gazette comic strip featured a Brer Groundhog weather prophet, who eventually migrated to Punxsutawney, probably because of the Groundhog Club, and also because the artist and the Gazette reporter currently covering the congressional race in Punxsutawney shared a lot of political views. So the town of Punxsutawney ran with this. They had been expecting to experience a massive economic boon with the growth of the railroad industry, but it never actually came. So on February 2nd of 1908, they declared that all disciples of Brer Groundhog were to meet at 2:30 p.m. to determine the weather based on the behavior of someone's pet groundhog. And eventually, with the Gazette strips and tons of advertising money, word started to get out about this, and tourists would flock to Punxsutawney. And it's important to mention that although Phil is fed a special groundhog punch that gives him 7 extra years of life, the Groundhog Club still does hold its summer groundhog hunts to this day, so his brethren don't get the same treatment. So if Groundhog Day is a weird amalgamation of traditional folklore and some advertising, why is it still so popular? And at its heart, Groundhog Day is kind of a collective joke. No one really believes this little mammal can predict the weather, but there's something fun about humanizing it and taking a moment to laugh at ourselves and some of the weirder things we hold to be true. Regardless of the origin, you can't deny people go crazy for these groundhogs, and I think we can all use the reminder to take ourselves a little bit less seriously and have a little more fun.